Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 19th, the year of our Lord, 2015. It's our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Six incredible words that denote the difference between the United States of America and most other governments on the planet. We believe the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the rule of law is the answer to restore the republic. A lot of people want to blame the Constitution, but in that they err, in my humble opinion. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, pure application of the principles that made America great can do it again. We got to restore the republic. Not revolution, but restoration is the answer to the exercise, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. Morality in the people is the only hope we have. I'm going to say it again. Morality in the people is the only hope we have, but we can take America back. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Good, honest, hard-working Americans, even if we are the big-time minority, we can indeed, will, change the game for the better. And I don't need to fix it all. I need to trust in the Almighty for that, but I can do my part. I can, as the Boy Scouts say, leave it better than I found it. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show, then we'll launch into news the networks refuse to use for today. We talked about more than 11 million Americans have now chosen and or renewed their government health care plans. And the Republicans have failed miserably once again several months after they received a mandate from the American people to change the game, get rid of Obamacare, and stand for constitutional moral principles. They failed. The Republicans did nothing to abolish Obamacare. They talked and talked and talked, but they haven't done anything of substance. Strangely, they claim they don't have enough power. Never mind the reality that they've got more power, more in the majority, in the House and the Senate, than we've had in our whole lifetimes. They hold the purse strings. None of that seems to register with these people. Why? Don't know. Nevertheless, the fact is, now that more and more and more and more, every day more people sign up for government health care, every day that happens, the likelihood of the Republicans abolishing government health care decreases substantially. Why? Because even those who might have been against government health care, once they sign up and they realize the gravy train is a-rolling, they're going to demand it. Now you got 11 million people who weren't on there a couple of years ago, now on there. And they're going to say, we demand it. So the Republicans have got themselves boxed in. In my humble opinion now, they'll never abolish government health care. Yeah, they might have a couple of tweaks to it and make it more Republican-esque. But that's about it. I don't even hear Rand Paul, Mike Lee, quote, Republican conservative governors across the country. I don't hear any of them talking about really abolishing Obamacare anymore, do you? Now that 11 million are on there and growing daily, the likelihood is nil. Are there better answers? Without question. What a failure they have absolutely displayed. We talked about a Sam Bushman tax tip. They complained that the IRS and government health care now has created this situation where there's more and more and more scams. People call you up and demand, hey, we got to have your money. You're behind on your taxes. If you pay now, you're okay. If not, we're going to arrest you, or et cetera, take your property. People freak. They pay. It's a big old scam. Well, my tax tip is if you get rid of the IRS and you get rid of government health care, then there won't be any scams associated with those two government unconstitutional, belligerent, tyrannical failures in the first place, see? Scott Walker leads big in Iowa, they claim. But Governor Scott Walker embraces Obamacare, says the mainstream press headline. Not, I don't believe that to be true. Now you can say, what are you talking about, Sam? He did. He increased the Medicare parameters to support government health care to 100%. Just shows he's really backdoor for Obamacare. My response is, I don't believe that. I believe the governor's stuck between a rock and a hard place. He was hoping the Republican leaders in Congress would have the guts and the purse strings to shut down Obamacare, but no. So he's stuck, and now he's forced to go along. Okay, because if all of a sudden, hey, government health care comes and and Scott Walker does nothing, and then all these people end up on the short end of the stick, meaning they don't have government health care and everybody else does in other states, then Scott Walker gets absolutely slaughtered, even by his own party, because there's no defense. Everybody's got candy but Scott Walker's constituents. How's that going to work? So Scott Walker did what he was forced to do, but he basically laid out the reality that there's not a dime's bit of difference between Republican Obamacare and Democrat Obamacare, or I should say Republican Romney care and Democrat Obamacare, or I should say Bush care and Hillary care. Because the Republicans and Democrats are both just as responsible. Neither of them have shut down government health care. In fact, who created the portability problem when it comes to health care in the first place? And the answer is the Republicans. Back in the day when health care wasn't even on the table, the Democrats wanted government health care. And the Republicans came back and said, oh, no, let's give it through your private sector employer and give you a tax incentive to do so. That'll keep it private. Well, that's the same backdoor then manipulated and used to say, well, now we don't have portability. You lose your job, you lose your health care. And then they backed into saying, by golly, we've got to give health care to everybody. The Republicans would pretend that it's private sector. The Democrats would go all the way socialist. What do you want, socialist care or fascist care, huh? Rand Paul, I guess he's still weighing the 2016 bid for president. He wants everybody in their dog's advice. Well, not really. He just wants you to pay some cash. How Rand Paul plans to run for both the Senate in Kentucky and the White House at the same time. Well, they're hoping to move their senatorial runs or primaries up so that he can run for both at the same time. I believe it's a waste of time. All right. I don't believe that Rand ought to try to run for both. I think he ought to stay in the Senate. He's got plenty of time. There's no need to muddy the water right now when it comes to the presidency. That's just my humble opinion. Cost too much money. There's no way Rand Paul can raise a half a plus billion dollars in the first place. And the likelihood of one of our conservative friends getting the nod for president is nil. And we might just end up with Hillary as president if we're not careful. Now, if Rand Paul were to take the brilliant advice provided by Kurt Crosby yesterday on the broadcast, he might get somewhere. But short of that, he's not going to get anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to have a couple of things. A bunch of cash, a bunch of dedicated, hardworking foot soldiers, or a game-changing idea or plan, or a combination of the three in some way. But since Rand Paul is asking for advice everywhere he goes, Kurt Crosby provides game-changing, brilliant guidance to the junior senator. What did Kurt say at the end of the last hour, or the first hour? Yesterday, Kurt said he ought to jettison party and say that party is the problem, just as our founders said. And what he ought to do is say, let's just bring all Americans together, independents, Republicans, Democrats, anybody who believes in the following ideas, abolishing the IRS, abolishing parties, standing on principle, using the supreme law of the land as our guide, protection of life, liberty, and property, the promotion of God, family, country, therein and part of my campaign. I need your help, and I need it now. And if he could really create game-changing ideas, we could make a difference. And I think that Kurt's wise and correct on that. No matter what, it's an educational campaign to teach correct principles and let the people govern themselves. That's the least that happens. The best that happens is we start brush fires of freedom, as one caller dialed in and suggested. Hey, thanks for lighting brush fires of freedom all over the country for good America. And that's what would happen. And there's no telling. You could create a campaign to go to the stars. You might say, we don't have enough foot soldiers, but this is how we're going to get the foot soldiers. This is how we're going to have game-changing ideas. And maybe we don't have as much money as the other guys, but we've got the other two. Well, folks have created campaigns that have absolutely given a shock and awe to the establishment, if you will, in the past by doing just that. So it's brilliant advice. Second hour, we had on James Edwards with us, the politicalcesspool.org, well-known talk show host. His weekend award-winning broadcast is syndicated via my network, Liberty News Radio. We talked about his book, Racism Schmacism, a little bit. We talked about he's sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers in the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Barack Obama's policies. We talked about the Arctic conditions. It's freezing cold all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. What winter? Because the Northwest enjoys high temperatures. Utah has beautiful days going on. The CIA now looking into weather modification as weather warfare. What do you think about that? They say others are engaging in what's called eco type of terrorism in which they can alter the climate. We're talking about earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, and the like. Can they do that through electromagnetic waves, etc.? Well, the old HAARP system that we talked about with Nick Begich was the early onset of this. How far along is the CIA in, quote, classified secret actions? Back in the 50s and 60s, they lied about UFOs. Now they cop to the truth. What else will they cop to the truth in 20, 30, 40 years in the future? We also talked about millennials ditching their TV sets in record numbers. The new media does take center stage, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Live and on tap for hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, as always, Sam and Kurt ready for radio. How about you? This half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want long-term camping opportunities, think of Teton Sports. Right now, they've got incredible deals. They're a platinum Amazon partner, so check it out at Amazon. You can read the reviews and more. You can also go to the website, TetonSports.com, with detailed specifications, how-to videos, and a whole lot more. That's Teton, just like the mountain range, T-E-T-O-N, TetonSports.com. Do it right with Teton Sports. All right, we talked about millennials ditching their TV in record numbers. And that just shows that the new media is indeed taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen, that's for sure. We also talked about healthier options and government-provided school lunch. It's leading to more waste and fewer children participating. Well, what government program works well? The only ones that I know that work well is the ones defined in the supreme law of the land, huh? Brigham Young University study, kids, believe it or not, eat more and waste less at what's called post-recess lunch. In other words, go to recess, then eat lunch. But typically what happens is you have a big old long day of sitting around. Then you go to lunch, and then you get to play after that, right? Government school. Leave it to the government schools to have it always backwards and upside down and confused. Nevertheless, any of us who have kids, I don't know that we needed a study to tell us that. Nevertheless, it is good advice, good information. What about a I'm a racist campaign? And what we talked about here is they're basically saying everybody's a racist. Even David A. Clark Jr., the black gentleman that told Al Sharpton to go back to the gutter that he came from, now they're claiming that even David A. Clark Jr., a well-known black sheriff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they say he's a racist now, too. See, here's how it is. If you believe in constitutional, moral, time-tested, principled-based, limited government, and you believe in special privileges for none and equality for all, then you're an absolute racist, okay? If you believe in socialism, fascism, the destruction of liberty, the violation of one's agency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on down the line, then you are in these days. Oh, you got to throw some perversion in there if you really want to be somebody, right? You got to throw some sex and who knows what else in there to become viable. That's the sad tale. 50 Shades of Grey, 80 plus million bucks. Anything of honor and integrity and morality, can't hardly get a penny in the coffer, huh? It's not 100% true. There's exceptions, but I'm telling you, by and large, that seems to be the case. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It still is available on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand free radio. You can check out Liberty Roundtable. You can check out a bunch of broadcasts, ladies and gentlemen, including James Edwards' award-winning broadcast, The Political Cesspool, live 3 hours Saturday evenings on your favorite news the networks refuse to use talk radio station. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Our buddy Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, just emailed me and he said, reminder, Sam, there is a C4L, that's Campaign for Liberty, a C4L meeting tonight. That's Thursday. That's tonight, 7 p.m. It's at the BSA, or the Boy Scout office in Orem, Utah. Join today. It's free. They'd love to see you there at the C4L meeting, Kurt.
Mm, good.
Now, they said for
I
Sam not
that
to attend.
Is in the, it said that.
Well, not really. What it really said is Sam has, the problem is that Sam has so many conflicting things happening. And it, part of it's a stage of life, a season of life scenario, Kurt, because I've got so many young kids. And they've all got activities, and my wife is involved in church things. And so last night I'm staying home with the kids, for instance, and my wife is at an organization for women in our church and stuff like that. So she's a leader in that organization. So my wife's gone, and my kids, my older kids are gone, and then I'm in charge of a little construction project at my house, and then I'm watching my younger kids. And so oftentimes I just have conflicts with family things, and anyway, just it never ends. And so I appear when and where I can. But Kurt has got a lot of his kids grown up. He's further along in the child raising, whatever you want to call it, medium than I am. And as a result, then Kurt's a little bit freer in the evenings than I am sometimes. He's also probably a better time manager, and I think that helps him out, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, shock and awe. I am not talking about Kurt's time management either. I'm talking about Jeb Bush, Kurt. Shock and awe launch, they call it.
Yeah, great point, Sam. You know, shock and awe. Now, you know, when I think of Jeb Bush, those are not the words that come to my mind.
They should, Kurt.
Well, I would
You're just out of touch.
Of some kind of an electrical device that could be used to eliminate him from the presidential race. Maybe that would be good. But
electrical
anyway,
device.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, some kind of a stun gun. Maybe
careful,
send
Kurt.
Him back to...
See, that's why they call you a terrorist. You're a domestic threat.
But
for
anyway,
the contender for the Oval Office, Kurt.
You know, when you look at this piece, and this was, let's see.
This is akin to Sarah Palin's crosshairs argument, Kurt. You're
yes,
dangerously close to, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Jeb Bush, you know, it's amazing when you look at this long political piece about it and see what has basically been put together by, well, what I'd call a political machine.
You're right about that. You know what I did, Kurt? I read the whole thing that you gave me on this thing, and then I saw the last line. So I took the headline and the last line and made that my notes on the story. Headline says...
Good point.
Jeb Bush shock and awe launch, and then the last line says, this is how we do it in Jeb world.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and all those parts I jerked out of the story because they were just like, whoa. You know, these admissions to these little dinners for $100,000 a pop. And, you know, when you read down through this, you go, oh, this guy is certainly, I mean, we already knew this, but, you know, we know he's not a man of the people. It's not like he's looking for the $10 contributions, the $20 contributions. You just have to add lots of zeros to that when you're doing it.
Well, Jeb Bush's defense, Kurt, you have to have almost $1 billion to be president. Come on. I mean, you're going to do that with $5 and $10 donations? Come on.
But in my opinion, if you didn't have these kind of machines and these kinds of insider trading, if you will, and all the government gravy train that is handed out, you wouldn't have this kind of money going to presidential campaigns.
Yeah,
so,
there's a spot-on deliverer of truth right there.
You could say that the Congress itself could make it so that presidents, you know, didn't have to, or guys running for president didn't have to spend so much money by simply not having all that money going to unconstitutional entities. You know, you look down through that info, and, you know, I thought it was interesting. You remember a while back when we heard that his mom said, I mean, it gave me a glimmer of hope. It wasn't much, but it was a little
It was a calculated false glimmer of hope, though, Kurt, just so you know.
I know. I just thought it was, you know, I thought when I heard the deal about his mom declaring last January that, hey, she hoped he wouldn't run. I thought, well, maybe, Jeb, you think he'll listen to that? You know, I mean, I really, there's this little bit.
But she said it, Kurt, not even with the hope that you had. She said it with kind of an idea for a lot of the donors and bigwigs and people to go, wait a minute, he's as viable of a candidate as anybody else. Why shouldn't he be able to? And now the race is on. All the moves, even over the last several years, been cool, calm, calculated manipulations of the public with an all-too-willing mainstream press. He who owns the media makes the rules partner. We'll tell you all about it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel, the all-important survival garden, and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about this gargantuan political article. And it all relates to this is how we do it in Jeb world, if you will. And basically every move has been absolutely calculated for the launch, the absolute shock and awe launch of Jeb Bush for president. And he's not going to take no for an answer. And the details are fascinating. Kurt Crosby edited down this article and gave us the salient points. Fantastic work. And listen carefully, because it's just, I don't even know how to respond to it. While Bush avoided the spotlight last year, his aides were making a plan. Even unscripted moments, ladies and gentlemen, like his mother's declaration in January 2014, that she hoped he would not run, actually helped serve his purposes, allowing the family to acknowledge the audacity of a, quote, third Bush presidency while, well, putting together preparations. Now that everybody's kind of over the shock, this is why it's shock and awe, Kurt, over the shock of even considering a third family member to carry forward the dynasty in the Oval Office. Well, the shock was that they're even considering it. The awe is they actually can. We just do what people who work for Jeb Bush always do, which is build a plan, execute a plan, and don't talk about it. Yeah. They're entertaining calls from supporters. They're appropriately adjusting business pursuits and interests so that there's no stumbling blocks in the way. They don't establish a political committee, Kurt. Oh, no, that brings too much ire and attention. Travel to the right places at the right times. Start lining up more donors and more staffers till the year's end. Just quietly set up the organization. Donors call me all the time, says Bradshaw. That's a guy who works for Jeb Bush. I didn't go to donors and solicit their support. No. They come to me. Then the donor would discuss it and say, we think he needs to run. Oh, that's a good idea. He'll think about it. Why don't I gather your details and information just in case we do, then we'll be ready to, you know, work together. Now, Bush's announcement that he would seriously consider a run was perfectly timed just after Thanksgiving. Yeah, and y'all were just eating turkey. And the turkey was getting ready to calculatedly announce that he was going to be running for president. Jeb's pace surprised a lot of us, says Scott Reed. This is the former campaign manager for Bob Dole back in 1996. See, these same people just, I mean, it's worse than a bad penny, Kurt. Everybody else was rapping presents, and George Bush was dominating the headlines, Kurt.
Yeah, and this former campaign manager, he's not really part of this thing, but he's surprised about it. Because he says he's neutral in this race.
Oh, yeah, he is, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think he'd be neutral unless you hand him a bunch of money, but I think Jeb would be smart to avoid Bob Dole's helpers.
Depends on what you mean by smart, Kurt.
Well, he wants the money from them.
Yeah, so how do you minimally involve them, Kurt? Oh, yeah, that's what they're thinking about for sure. Now, they say all that matters, Kurt, is the first quarter fundraising opportunities, said Reed. Nobody's been able to do what Jeb Bush has done, Kurt. Indeed, by the end of the quarter, Bush team believes that, hey, most people are going to end up joining Romney on the sidelines, Kurt. I mean, look, Jeb Bush is a juggernaut in this race, Kurt. The confidence in which Bush is, quote, pursuing his strategy, they say, is breathtaking and evident. Last Wednesday, they were at the home of this, what, private equity titan, financial tycoon guy, Kurt?
Yeah, his name is Henry Kravis.
Good old Henry.
Yeah. In Park Avenue, by the way. It was his 62nd birthday, and he celebrated it there at the 26-room penthouse with more than 40 of the richest people in New York. Man, you got to be pretty wealthy there.
Well, yeah, they say the minimum or the average base cost of his fundraisers, Kurt, you got to have $100,000 just to go to one of those suckers, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And that's all you get is just a hot dog for that. I mean, if you want something else, I mean, you got to be plus $100,000.
Don't worry, dude. It's a gourmet hot dog. I'm just saying.
His cousin, Bush's cousin, George Walker IV. Now, I suppose if he's young enough, he'll be the president later after Jeb runs, you know. But he's the chief executive of the investment management firm of Neuberger Berman. Never heard of it, but anyway. A whole bunch of rich guys were there. And, oh, by the way, the hot dogs weren't around as far as I could tell.
Hey, Kurt,
they said they noshed.
Because you've never heard of it, that means you're a nobody, just like me.
Yeah, they noshed. Noshed on salmon. What does noshed on salmon mean? I mean, anyway, and they had.
Let me explain what noshed means, Kurt. It means you don't pound the salmon. In other words, Sam and Kurt would get there and just like eat a bunch of food and bloat, just show how greedy and belligerent and the great unwashed we really are. When you nosh on something, Kurt, it means you just like eat it really slowly and you have some on your plate so you look important and then you socialize and kind of mill around and you really don't eat very much salmon at all because that would be uncouth to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
But they took an elevator straight into the foyer and noshed on salmon and other hors d'oeuvres while listening to Bush talk about strategy. Man, that's something.
Now, that's the reason
salmon.
I wouldn't want to eat much. If Bush was talking, I'd hate to, you know, it'd make me feel like hurling. But anyway, you don't get the big job. This is what a donor recalled Bush saying. You don't get the big job by tearing other people down, and you don't get it by trying to appeal to everyone.
That's right.
Man, that's exactly what they try to do, is appeal to everyone. I'm going to play this thing my way and let the chips fall where they may, he said. I guess that was Bush's quote, you know, or I mean this guy's quote about what Bush said. The donors understood, as Bush does, that he needs their sizable help to offset his shaky support from some of the party's conservative activist base.
Like those whacked out Tea Party right-wing domestic terrorist extremist kind of people, you know? Yeah. Those kind of guys.
That's right. Those guys. Mm-hmm. The guys that do the footwork and, you know, stuff like that. They're kind of upset See, those hardworking base people are kind of upset over Bush's positions on immigration and his little Common Core educational standards. Yeah, a little bit upset. By the way, maybe with all that money, Sam, he can just buy those guys off. But they say the money he collected would pay for time later in the campaign that he could devote to grassroots campaigning. And there's no mention about buying those guys up, you know, sending a bunch of money their way. But that's part of it, I think. I guess the $4 million haul that they had on this Kravis's deal, that's how much they had there where they were eating the salmon and the hors d'oeuvres. $4 million for that one. They say they've got somebody else down in Coral Gables. I think that's Florida. A billionaire down there. Guy's name is Miguel or Mike Fernandez. Yeah. I guess he intends to raise $5 million at his deal. He's got a waterfront mansion. And he says about $1 million of that haul would come from the guy Fernandez himself. And as you said, how we do it in Jeb World, baby.
That's how it is, Kurt. They got it going on, buddy. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the question is, can you stop the train of rolling? A lot of people are calling them, what do they call these people, Kurt? GOP traitors?
Juggernauts? Oh, traitors. Yeah,
those traitors.
That's right. Ann Coulter, she's a lady that is known for, what would you say, speaking her mind.
But it's more than that, Kurt. She's known for incendiary comments, intentionally so, to garner attention for herself, even though she's spot on a lot of times.
You know, I agree, Sam, but after reading her, Ann Coulter column from yesterday, you know, she, when you read the headline, GOP double-crossing traitors, came to my mind that Boehner was after the guys that voted against him or something like that. And yet, when you really read it, she's saying what we've said about how silly they've been and how little they're doing after the election.
Well, that's why I say that her headlines are salacious to garner incredible attention for herself, but oftentimes she's spot on. Details in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live on Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty News Radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, GOP double-crossing traitors is a headline from Ann Coulter. Her headline is salacious to get her attention. But oftentimes, when you really dig into what she has to say, she's spot on. Sometimes I disagree with her, but a lot of times her points are very valid. At this time, absolutely no exception. Her comments are spot on, Kurt. The fact is, the Republicans make all kinds of promises, and they say they're going to do all kinds of things, but they have no intention of doing those things. Now, don't get me wrong, there's exceptions. I believe that Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Mike Lee and some of them truly do want to do what's right and truly do care. There's exceptions. But by and large, the Republican Party and by and large, the insider traders are absolutely against us. Okay, they're double-crossing. They don't have any intention to do what they say they're going to do. I'll give you an example. Newt Gingrich said, golly, we lost our way. Well, now what happened this time? We just lost our way again? At some point, you know, you do this to me over and over and over. At first, it's shame on you. But after a while, it becomes shame on me for even believing you, Kurt.
Yeah, and she gives some great examples. She says, now that a federal judge has held Obama's illegal executive amnesty unconstitutional, perhaps U.S. senators will remember that they swore to uphold the Constitution, too. Back when they needed our votes before the last election, Republicans were hairy-chested warriors, vowing to block Obama's unconstitutional executive amnesty. If only voters gave them the Senate majority, the resulting Republican landslide suggested some opposition to amnesty.
Well, and let me stop you for a second. We even gave them way more of a mandate, way more of a landslide, way more control than they ever thought they would get, Kurt. So they promised promises based on having less influence than we ended up giving them. It still isn't enough, right?
Well, and you remember how yesterday, before we saw this, we brought up the fact that, hey, you know, remember Cantor? You know how he got beat because of his support for amnesty? Now, here's what she says about it. Heading into the election, college professor Dave Brat took out the sitting House Majority Leader and amnesty supporter Eric Cantor in a primary despite being outspent 40-1. It was the greatest upset in history since the 1980 Miracle on Ice at the Lake Placid Olympics. Never before has a House Majority Leader been defeated in a primary, and Brat did it by an astonishing 55.5% to 45.5. Again, the voters seem to be expressing disquiet with amnesty. After that, even amnesty supporting Senator Lamar Alexander, I was thinking it was the one in Texas, but that's the Lamar, what was that guy that Sheriff Mack ran
Smith.
Against? Yeah, a different guy, but probably about the same. But anyway, in this case, Senator Lamar Alexander, she says he's an amnesty supporting guy, was denouncing Obama's executive amnesty. If the president were to do that, he said, now get this, and we have a Republican majority in the United States Senate, why, we have a number of options that we don't now have to remind him to read Article 1 of the Constitution. Poll after poll, that's the end quote, by the way, poll after poll showed Americans ranking illegal immigration as the number one most important problem facing the nation. We haven't changed our minds. Last week, an Associated Press GFK poll showed that Obama's single most unpopular policy is his position on illegal immigration.
But it all depends on how you define popular or unpopular, Kurt. For example, the constituents, the average American, no matter what race they come from, if they're legally here, we all don't want this amnesty, this hostile, illegal takeover of America, this manipulation. However, the GOP donors have been praising Jeb Bush for his stance on immigration. So, Kurt, well, there's a mixed bag
exactly
there.
Right.
Who's he going to listen to, huh?
Well, she's talking about the ones that vote, you know, the numbers of vote, not the ones that hand out all the cash, because Jeb, you know, that's who he's going to. And those are the ones they want all the workers that will work for, you know, low wages.
You double down behind the scenes and you make the donors happy, and then you lie to the public to get the votes, and then you just simply say, sorry, we tried, we can't do anything about it. I know we have a super majority in both houses and everything, but by golly, there's just not a lot of options, Kurt.
Yeah, and that's what she says. She says, in other words, Obamacare is more popular than amnesty. She said that's like losing a popularity contest to Ted Bundy. Since at least 2006, she goes on, voters have insistently told pollsters they don't want amnesty. Seemingly bulletproof Republican congressmen have lost their seats. You know, she doesn't say like Canada, but we can remember that. President Bush lost the entire House of Representatives over amnesty. What else do we have to do to convince you that we don't want amnesty, she says. Republicans make
it a long as the donors double down and back amnesty, Kurt, there's nothing you can do.
Good point. Before the election, then-Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, you remember this, complained that Obama's decision to delay his executive amnesty until after the election was a ploy to prevent Americans from holding his party accountable in the November elections, end quote. But voters went ahead and held Obama accountable. Now McConnell is Senate Majority Leader, and he claims his hands are tied. McConnell's spokesman at the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Brad Dayspring, predicted that Obama's amnesty threat would drive voters to elect a new Senate that will stand up to the president, end quote. Check. Mission accomplished, Ann Coulter says. Done and done. Officially off our bucket list.
See,
okay,
but I don't think it's done and done. We elected them. We gave the mandate, but now they failed.
Yeah. She means that that got done, but now, yeah, that's what she's saying. When do you start standing up to the president? Hello, hello, she says. But, you know, she's basically saying the same thing you've been saying, Sam, and she's right on target, and it's, you know, at least in my opinion, it's nice to hear. She points out a little later how this whole DHS, unfunding thing is not to be worried about. Because the bottom line is there'll only be a few secretaries that wouldn't show up for work out of the 230,000 employees. The rest of them are, quote, essential. And so they'd show up anyway. She finishes up her piece and she says, why don't Republicans spend all their airtime? This is what you've said for a long time. And I think it's pretty interesting that she's saying it now too, Sam. Attacking the media for lying about what Obama amnesty does and what the Democrats are doing. It's hard to avoid concluding that Republicans aren't trying to make the right arguments. In fact, it kind of looks like they're intentionally throwing the fight on amnesty. She finishes.
See, and I think
one
that's absolutely
sentence.
The case. And the proof in the pudding is they keep going to the same mainstream press that supposedly misrepresents them over and over and over.
And one part I did skip about the media, she says, is that they say that the media is refusing to report, their whatever. She says, tell the voters what the media is refusing to support. Now, she doesn't say go to the right people, but that's how you do it. You know, anytime you were put up on the media, you just speak up and say what you want to say, not what they tell
Absolutely.
You to say.
In fact, Rand Paul did that. You sent me a sound clip that's a little bit too long to play, but Rand Paul absolutely And I don't mean this literally. It was a figurative statement. I mean, he literally smacked around this little media news babe, basically said, listen, you're not even listening to me. Stop. No, you're perverting what I'm saying. No, you're out of control. That isn't at all what I mean or what I say. You guys always do. He took him on pretty well. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, that was the best one I've ever seen as well. And in her final sentence, she says, if a Republican majority in both houses of Congress can't stop Obama from issuing illegal immigrants Social Security cards and years of back welfare payments, there's no reason to vote Republican ever again.
Well, and I think that's a salient point. I think she's right as rain. That's why your comments to we got a jettison party was so brilliant yesterday. And the other point that I want to make is Ann Coulter's right. Do you think she's probably a closet Liberty Roundtable Live listener, Kurt?
You know, all I can say is I can hardly think of a more lively guest if we could ever get her. But
we
could
get Ann Coulter on the radio easy if we wanted to.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I just know that, you know, I like how she speaks, and I don't believe she's a, you know, a government or a Republican apologist.
I don't believe she's a Republican apologist. I think she calls it as she sees it. The problem is she spends too much time around Beltway crowd, and as a result, her views are a little bit tainted in terms of the reality sometimes. She gets a lot of things right, though. She's no doubt a great writer. She's a great speaker because she's a female and a very likable one at that. And then, you know, she does well. But the problem is she spends too much time in the Beltway, Kurt, and not enough time with alternative media and real solutions. But you know what? For this position she's in, she does a great job. It reminds me a lot of Pat Buchanan, Kurt. Pat Buchanan's right on a ton of stuff, does a great job. But again, he doesn't hang out in the alternative media circles unless we contact him and draft him into an interview here or there. But for the most part, these people hang around the Beltway, hang around in there, and as a result, they have kind of lackluster results because they're just marginalized all the time, but they manage to stay on the news circuit and the news panels because everybody likes their edgy but not too far out kind of an idea. Now, you'd never have Sam
You've got to have, and you've got to have an opposition too.
But you can have Ann Coulter because she won't really deliver all the way. And a perfect example of that is, hey, why go to the same media? She brings that up, but she doesn't tell you where to go, does she? So she kind of stops short.
I don't know
short.
If she knows where to go.
Well, that's my point, that inside Beltway folks may not know.
Good point.
She's a great person, but maybe she can graduate from Rush Limbaugh one of these days. That's what I'm talking about. All right, GOP donors praise Jeb Bush for his stance on immigration. See, that just, in my humble opinion, articulates the reason for the fail. Everybody's basically kowtowing to the cash. No one cares what the voters say, and it's an absolute
good
betrayal,
point.
As Ann Coulter called it, a spade a spade. She's right. GOP double-crossing traitor. She's absolutely on target. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we the people can restore America. You're going to help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.